where the palm trees sway. There's a special show to brighten up your day. From rockin' festivals to Broadway dreams, tune in with Bonnie G. It's a desert scene. The desert scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley is the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The desert scene, yeah, with Bonnie G.
From Palm Springs, California, this is The Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and desert cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, The Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to The Desert Scene. So happy to have you here today. And very happy to welcome to the show Luke Yenke, who is doing a wonderful film series called Mom at the Movies at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, all about the movies his mother performed in, Eileen Heckert. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
So tell us about this series.
This is something I've wanted to do for a long time, Bonnie. And my mother was actually an EGOT winner. She had an Emmy, a Golden Globe, not a Grammy in this case, an Oscar and a Tony. And I've always wanted to do a retrospective of her films because she did so many feature films and so much television. And I've put together this program with the wonderful folks at the Cultural Center. And before each presentation, there will be an hour's worth of clips of things, of excerpts of her in things like The Mary Tyler Moore Show and The Fugitive and Hawaii Five-0. And then there will be the 8 feature films, one on each Friday night. And I will also be doing a talk back and talking about the making of the films and the sort of behind the scenes of each of these classic films.
And do you have also occasionally during this series other cast members who worked with her in each film?
There aren't that many cast members around. Yeah. However, for the second one, which is No Way to Treat a Lady, which starred Rod Steiger and Lee Remick and George Segal, along with my mom, Kate Lee Minellian, who is the daughter of Lee Remick, will be joining me for a pre-show discussion, which I'm really thrilled about.
Excellent. How did you choose? Because obviously there were quite a few movies. How did you choose the ones for this series?
I believe she has somewhere around 20 feature films, and then so much episodic television. Her IMDb listing, International Movie Database, is somewhere around 7 pages. And the feature films, I kind of chose the ones where she had the most flashy roles or fun roles. And of course, I'm starting with Butterflies Are Free this Friday night, for which she won the Academy Award. And I'll be showing clips of her winning the Oscars and telling stories about that night. But so I tried to get a real cross section. And then with the clips beforehand, since the good folks at the Cultural Center wanted different clips for each film, I put together 8 hours worth of clips.
Wow.
So it was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. And I unearthed some wonderful things that I hadn't seen. There's this incredible episode of Dr. Kildare with Suzanne Plachette, where my mom is a recovering morphine addict as the head nurse, and Suzanne Plachette is a young nurse who's having an affair with Dr. Kildare, who is a current morphine addict. And when the morphine goes missing, and there's this amazing moment where they've got the syringe and they're back and forth with the dramatic music going, "You grip me the..."
Oh my
gosh. Really,
it's
kind of campy by today's standards, but it's also really powerful. Some great stuff.
Did your mother have, do you know, a favorite or a couple favorite movie roles?
Really? I mean, Butterflies Are Free was really kind of her signature role in that she did it on Broadway for a year, and then she did it in London on stage. She even took it on tour to Columbus, Ohio, so her mother could see it. And all of that happened before she did the film. And then, but really, she was kind of the things that meant the most to her while she did so much film and television. She was really known for her work on Broadway. And the last thing she did was just around the time she did the film of The First Wives Club, she did a play called The Waverly Gallery by Kenneth Lonergan. And it's about a woman's descent into Alzheimer's disease, and very powerful script. And at age 81, she won more awards for a single performance in a single season than any actress in theater history.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great stat.
Really.
So tell me briefly, what it was like growing up with her, and did she influence you to become, join the business, as
well, it wasn't until I was about 7 or 8 that I realized not all the other kids in school sat around watching their mom on TV on Saturday night, whether she was doing Gunsmoke or The Fugitive or whatever the show du jour was. But I'm very proud of her, as you can probably tell, and we were very close. And another project that I wanted to talk about, which kind of segues into this, is that I've written a play called Marilyn, Mom and Me, about my mother's intense friendship with Marilyn Monroe during the shooting of the film Bus Stop, which is one of the films we're going to be showing. And Michael Learned is going to be the wonderful 4-time Emmy-winning actress, is coming out to play my mother. And basically, in this story, Bonnie, when Marilyn shot Bus Stop, she was the biggest star in the world. And she had taken the year off the year before to study at the Actors Studio with Lee Strasberg and had become the poster child for method acting, where one has to feel everything organically. And since my mother was playing her best friend, Marilyn was determined to make my mother her best friend. So at first, Mom was like, okay, who's this starlet who's glomming onto me and making me very uncomfortable? But the two of them really wound up bonding. And I tend to think they bonded through their wounds, because both of them were adopted. And as a result of that, neither of them ever truly felt they deserved a place at the table. Mm. So in this play, Luke, who is a character in it, which in this instance I'm going to be playing myself, learns early on in the play that his mother is terminal and only has a short time to live. And he wants to get at some basic truths about their friendship or their relationship before she dies by unearthing her intense friendship with Marilyn Monroe during the shooting of Bus Stop. So it works on a couple of different levels. It's won a few awards and has gotten some incredible attention from New York producers, so we're hopeful.
That's fabulous. Was that a very cathartic
It really process? Was. It really was. I holed up at my home here in Palm Springs and I wrote the whole first draft in 3 days in the heat of August. You can't go outside in August. So.
Who's directing?
Don Hill is going to be directing the reading here. He's a wonderful director from L.A. who was the stage manager in the Long Beach production, because it had its world premiere at the International City Theater in Long Beach about a year and a half ago. And I have a brilliant actress playing Marilyn by the name of Alicia Soper, who is Ryan Murphy's go-to person for Marilyn. And she's just extraordinary. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be playing Luke in this incarnation, which I've never done before. Anthony Rapp just played Luke in New York in a reading we did for Broadway producers. It'll be very exciting and cathartic in another level to be playing myself in this very personal story.
Do you have a favorite Eileen Heckert movie role?
Different things for different reasons, Bonnie. Again, I sort of grew up with Butterflies Are Free, and that one is certainly, and also The Bad Seed is one of the things she's the most known for. We're actually not showing The Bad Seed in this retrospective, but looking to possibly do something with that in the future, because we did an event out here with Patty McCormick not too long ago, who played the little girl in The Bad Seed. One of the things that's been so exciting about this is that discovering all these incredible television performances, which either I hadn't seen or hadn't seen since they were on originally, because you didn't have VCRs in the early 60s when some of these things aired. I mean, I thought I had seen her entire body of work, but it's just been extraordinary, all of the things that I've uncovered, and that, as again, I said, we'll be showing clips beforehand that will be a lot of fun for people who choose to come early to see them.
Tell people again when it starts, where it is, how they can come.
Yes, Mom at the Movies is at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. The first screening is Butterflies Are Free, which is this Friday night, and then goes on for 8 weeks from there, always on Friday nights. Not all of them are consistent, but most of them are in a row. Then Marilyn, and you can get tickets for that through psculturalcenter.org, and also through Eventbrite. And then for Marilyn, Mom and Me, the reading, the staged reading with Michael Learned, which will be in the end of February 28th and March 1st, you can get tickets for that through the Palm Springs Art Museum at psmuseum.org.
Perfect. It sounds fascinating. Congratulations. I'm going to have to check some of this out.
Thank you very much.
All right. Luke Jahnke, thank you so much for being here.
Delighted to be here.
All right. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And you can subscribe for free wherever you get your podcast. Just hit the like and subscribe button. And we will see you next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley, it's the place to be. For all the culture, fun, and harmony. The Desert Scene, yeah, with Bonnie G. The Desert Scene's where you belong, with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G.
Just sing along.